This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number today and every day on The Bright Side is 844-236-6010. We love hearing from you. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We're going to talk to Jill Hewlett at the bottom of the hour. Jill is the author of Common Sense, Uncommonly Practiced, and Uncommon Sense Put into Practice, two books that I have read, and they are very inspirational and uplifting. We're going to talk about, well, we're going to talk about inspiration, and we're also going to talk about brain-derived neurotrophic factor. Jill is a practitioner of something she calls Brain Gym. We'll talk to Jill Hewlett at the bottom of the hour about brain health, mental health, spiritual health, and we'll get to your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Or if you want to talk to a real live human being, 866-735-2470. And if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team, click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can start a longevity business, a home-based business that helps change the world at the most fundamental and basic level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more information. Okay, I want to talk a little bit, continue talking anyway, about butyrate, butyric acid. We left off talking about butyrate's real super, super importance for digestive health. But it also has appetite suppressant effects. It's got mental health benefits. It's got calming benefits. It's got vasodilation benefits. It's got immune support benefits. Butyrate is phenomenally, phenomenally valuable. Comes from fiber. Tried to get Dr. Baker yesterday to talk about that a little bit, but he sort of dismissed it. I was not all that impressed, by the way, yesterday with Dr. Baker's defense of the carnivore diet. He was very clear that it's not necessary to have fiber. It's not necessary to have vitamin C. It's not necessary, in an essential sense, to have polyphenols and flavonoids in the diet. It's not absolutely necessary. Like he was clear that, you know, you could live without butyrate, and you could live without fiber, and you could live without having additional vitamin C, but he wasn't clear on the fact that these are not beneficial, and just to kind of dismiss them, it didn't make sense to me. I was hoping it could be a little bit more, it could be present a little bit more of a compelling case. In any case, butyrate's appetite suppressant effects are really cool. This is one of the reasons why the ketogenic diet works so effectively. the ketogenic diet leverages the power of butyrate. And so ketones, like butyrate, in particular one ketone called BHB, beta-hydroxybutyrate, it's a form of butyrate, shuts down your appetite. This is one of the reasons why when people go ketogenic or when they fast, they start to feel like they're not hungry after a certain amount of time. And you may get really hungry for the first half day or day that you fast, but after about a day of fasting, you don't feel hungry. And if you go ketogenic after a day or two of very, very low calorie, you start to experience appetite suppression. And this is because you're starting to make butyrate and butyrate derivatives. So butyrate's appetite suppressant effects are the reasons why the ketogenic diet and the fasting diet itself will slow down or at least reduce appetite. Butyrate also helps stabilize blood sugar. So when you use fiber, not only are you going to be stabilizing your blood sugar because fiber slows down the release of sugar from the intestine into the blood, but when you eat fiber, your microbiome will be producing butyrate, which itself has blood sugar stabilizing properties. Again, showing you the benefits of fiber. Dr. Baker yesterday was talking about how it's not really necessary to have fiber for diverticulitis. It's not really necessary to have fiber for bowel movements and to prevent constipation. But he didn't mention anything about fiber for blood sugar. He didn't mention anything about fiber for butyrate production for blood sugar. If you're eating the carnivore diet and you're just eating meat and you're not eating plant material, you're not getting fiber. You're not getting butyrate. By the way, the microbiome and probiotic supplements, by virtue of the fact that they'll support the production of butyrate from fiber, also have anti-obesity properties. Good probiotic supplement has anti-obesity benefits. A good probiotic supplement, as well as eating fermented foods, will also help you with your blood sugar, also help you with weight loss. And you also get the benefits of the secretion of butyrate and other substances from the microbiome. So fiber has two appetite suppressant mechanisms. First, it's a prebiotic that's a source of food for the microbiome, and also as a mechanical filling agent. It swells in the stomach to promote a sense of fullness. This is why you always want to start your meals off with veggies, assuming you're not doing the carnivore diet, of course. Start your meals off with veggies. If you start your meals off with bread, especially non-fibery, refined bread, which is what happens in restaurants, there's nothing in the stomach to slow down the release of the carbohydrate, and your blood sugar is going to rise faster than if you had something in your stomach. Eat your bread in the middle of the meal. If you eat your bread first, your blood sugar is going to go up fast, your insulin is going to go up fast, and this can be especially problematic for diabetics. And it's been shown that when we eat our bread, when we eat our meals, or when we eat our food in the meals, can have a significant effect on dysglycemia, i.e. messed up blood sugar. Reading from a 2015 article in the journal Diabetes Care, titled "Food Order Has a Significant Impact on Postprandial," that means after meals, "glucose and insulin levels," researchers found that the timing of carbohydrate ingestion during a meal has a, quote, significant impact on postprandial glucose and insulin. Postprandial means after meals. In other words, when you eat your carbohydrates, significantly impacts its effects on blood sugar. Presumably, if you ate a fibery bread or fibery vegetables and the release of carbohydrates into the intestine was slower, you could avoid this problem. Start your meals off with asparagus. Start your meals off with a sauerkraut. You also get the probiotics and the enzymes if you start your meals off with fermented veggies. And, of course, you're also going to be getting the phytonutrients, which also have a blood sugar stabilizing effect. And, of course, the phytonutrients have a wide range of non-glycemic-related health benefits. For the life of me, I cannot figure out how somebody can be so dismissive of polyphenols and phytonutrients in vegetables. It's craziness. It is craziness. And, yes, I know they're not, quote, I'm doing a little air quotes here, essential, unquote. I know they're not essential, but you know what else? They may very well be essential, because the whole notion of essentiality was based on 1940s and 1950s technology. Today, it may be that our detection mechanisms are so advanced that we may find that things like bioflavonoids and carotenes are essential. We don't know. All right. And by the way, Dr. Baker's point yesterday that there are some polyphenols in meat is well taken, but they're not enough. My pharmacist, Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. Jill Hewlett will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk brain health and wellness. We'll get your calls in our next segment.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's www.BrightsideBen.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're going to speak to Jill Hewlett, brain fitness expert. At the bottom of the hour, she's the author of two books, Common Sense, Uncommonly Practiced, and Uncommon Sense Put into Practice. They're both inspiring, and they're both readable, and they're fun,
and they're uplifting and they're encouraging, and we need more of that today than we ever did at any time. I hope nobody's really paying attention to the news. At least if you're watching it, you shouldn't even be watching the news, but if we're watching it, don't really take it all that seriously. The idea of the news is there to get you to do things, to get you to feel a certain way and to buy certain things. We believe that the news is there to inform us. I hope nobody out there listening to this program believes that the news is there to inform us. It's not there to inform us. The news is there to scare us, to excite us, to get us into, to put us into action to go buy things. There's no need. Your life will be perfectly fine if you don't watch the news. I watch it, and I'm very careful when I watch. You have to be really careful, because even if you know it's baloney, it's easy to get scared. It's easy because human beings are easily scared. That's our heritage. That's our genetic hardwiring. We're hardwired to survive, and fear is part of survival. Our ancestors were the ones who made it by running away and by hiding. And so we are the descendants of ancestors who ran away and hid, who got into fear. So we're hardwired to feel fear easily. So even if you're watching the news and you know it's all baloney, it's very easy to fall into that. When you fall into fear, your cortisol goes up. When your cortisol goes up, your ability to fight viruses and bacteria and stressors in life becomes suppressed. Cortisol shuts down your immune system. Cortisol degrades your collagen. Cortisol slows down your digestive system. Cortisol, hypercortisolemia, too much cortisol in the blood, eventually slows down your thyroid. The third point on the triangle of disease involves hypersecretion of cortisol. Long-term hypersecretion of cortisol. From there, all chronic diseases ensue. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to the phones and say good morning to our friend. Oh, shucks. Hey, Elaine, I just hung up on you. Call back if you're listening. I apologize. I hit the wrong button. Tony, what's going on, buddy?
I'm infected with a bad virus called critical thinking, and I'd like to put some on you and see if you agree that it's a serious case. The coronavirus, people are, we're counting infections, and we're getting people vaccinated. What's the difference between a vaccinated person and a infected person?
Is this a joke? Or you want to? Is that you're going to tell me
a
joke?
No. This is a very
sounds like a joke. I'm just kidding you. Yeah, and a vaccine is. That's a great question.
That was not a serious question. I'm telling you that the being vaccinated is a poor second to being infected. Once you're infected, you're already starting. You're starting.
You're right.
You're developing antibodies.
You're right.
So
You're suffering from critical. You're suffering from critical thinking. You're suffering from critical thinking. Yes, we don't critically think. Yes, Tony, that's why you're 85 years old and you're still kicking as hard as you're kicking, and that's why you look so. For the listeners, if you were to see Tony, he's an inspiration. Tony, you are an inspiration to me. What's that?
Look much better now. I'm getting married. I look much better than when you last saw me.
I haven't seen you for a few years. That's true. But you are. You're so inspiring to me, Tony. I can't.
Okay. Why don't we talk about this? As soon as you get infected, you're already vaccinated.
You're right. That's too obvious. The stupidity that we listen to, that we pay attention to in terms of medicine and health. It's just overwhelming to me. The representatives of our medical model who present themselves on television and through the media are the idiocy, the lunacy of it. I'm not talking about all doctors, but I want to be very clear here. I have a lot of friends who are physicians, so I want to be very clear. It's not all doctors. It's not all physicians. It's the representatives who go out and say, now you probably heard this, in Texas and Mississippi, there's no more mask mandate. So these numbskulls on television are rubbing, they're so concerned. They're so troubled by all of this. This is not the time to let go of mask mandates and lockdown mandates. This is not the time. We now have it. We're about to have it under control. Of course, now they have variants. You heard about the variants.
I was verbally assaulted at Home Depot yesterday by a very smiley type of guy. At least he was smiling behind his mask, calling me a an old man who didn't care about people because I said something against the mask.
We live on planet stupid, Tony, and that's unfortunate that there are intelligent people like yourself.
My brother died. Last call was a couple of days ago. My brother died at midnight that night. And you very graciously offered to help, and you probably could have helped because he was under the control of the medical model, and what they did is they pushed him in and out of rest homes and hospitals, and at the last minute, to find out where the bleeding is, they did an operation on him, and he had been on a respirator for 2 days. So I've already started writing a book called How the Doctors Murdered My Brother Fred.
Well, my condolences to you, Tony. That's a sad story. Hey, I want to get this Elaine.
Oh, sure.
Because I hung up on her accidentally. Thanks, Tony.
Yeah,
God bless you, my friend. Hey, Elaine, I'm so sorry that I hung up on you.
Hey,
I know you've been holding on forever.
Did you hang up on me?
I did, and I apologize. I was excited to talk to you. What's going on? We only have a couple minutes.
Okay. Hey, I was going to ask if you have ever heard of a book called The Emotion Code.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I read it several years ago. Bradley Nelson, correct?
Yes, Dr. Bradley.
Yes.
Brady.
Yeah, is it Brady? Brady or Bradley?
Yeah.
Brady or Brad? Yeah, I can't remember either. But he talks about the unconscious, and it's very important, and the relationship between the unconscious and unconsciously or subconsciously, subconscious emotions and unconscious emotions and health and disease, and he's 100% correct. And that's the missing link.
And these trapped emotions. So,
yeah.
I'm kind of thinking about, is this a direction I want to take my profession?
You should.
I did a session with someone who's a practitioner, and she just nailed trapped emotions at specific ages, at 37 and 27. And I did the math, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I had very specific things that happened in my life that were very instrumental. So,
Did you find that you didn't deal with them? You suppressed them?
I guess I'm still processing that. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have an autoimmune thing, don't you? As I recall, lupus, was it?
Right, lupus, yep.
Yeah, so there's definitely something going on there. Whenever you have a health challenge that is not being taken care of with nutrition and exercise and regular lifestyle changes, you can rest assured that there is some kind of trapped emotion hiding underneath. And it's just the way we live our lives. You know, it's hard, unless you have perfect parents who really understood psychology and not only understood it, but actually took advantage of it and used it, which is how rare is that. It's impossible to go through life without having, or to go through childhood without having emotions that are suppressed or trapped. It's just, and especially if you have parents or upbringing that's not sophisticated and that's not emotionally savvy, which is most of us, it's inevitable that there are going to be trapped emotions that are going to impact your life. And the way you know that you have, because it's subconscious, how are you going to know if it's subconscious? The way you know is by how your life shows up. How our life shows up is a mirror of the subconscious. How your life is showing up is a reflection of what's going on inside. You can't see what's going on inside because it's subconscious by definition. But you can see its reflection in your life. And that's a very, very important point. Thanks for bringing that up, Elaine. And I hope you have a beautiful day. Jill Hewlett will be with us in our next segment. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Democrats attempt to ram a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package down the throats of American taxpayers, Republicans are demanding a full 600-page bill reading and painful multi-hour voterama. The procedural war is aimed at forcing Democrats to defend several parts the GOP considers unnecessary and partisan. While the process won't substantially impact the final version of the bill, it'll provide plenty of TV ammunition for future campaign messaging. While the U.S. Capitol continues to look like a war zone, the FBI and Department of Homeland Security predict violent domestic extremist attacks will rise in 2021. Without providing any evidence beyond hearsay, the joint report says extremists have discussed plans to take control of the Capitol and remove Democratic lawmakers as of today, March 4th. Because of this, the House sent everyone home today. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The Drug Enforcement Administration is warning the public of a widespread fraud scheme in which telephone scammers impersonate DEA agents in an attempt to extort money or steal identifiable information. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
What you're about to hear will shock you. It's a phone recording of an actual DEA agent jumping on a call from a possible victim who notified officials that these scammers were calling him. Listen carefully as the scammer threatens to shoot the agent.
If you have a warrant for this gentleman, I'd be more than happy to pick it up.
My boy broke you.
If you're trying to tell me that you're part of the DEA and he was involved in something, I think I would know about it.
Please, sir, just get yourself out from this case. Otherwise, I will find you anyhow and I will shoot you, okay? Better you just keep yourself away from this matter.
Reporting these scam calls will help federal agents find, arrest, and then stop the criminals engaged in this fraud.
A good rule to follow, if you did not initiate the phone call, assume it's a scam. Third time's a charm, unless you're a rocket ship. Growing pains continue at the SpaceX program in South Texas near the Mexico border. An SN-10 SpaceX rocket soared into the sky in a high-altitude test on Wednesday, then flew itself back to Earth and maneuvered into its first successful upright landing. About 8 minutes later, it blew itself up into pieces, lurching into the air and crashing back down to the ground. The first orbital Starship is planned for year's end. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back on the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific Time and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive pages at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You can also purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team off the websites, or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. And I'd also like to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Elf products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds and for treating pre- and post-surgical scarring. Preventing post-surgical scarring. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, silicone, vegetable oil. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. Just 100% active and functional ingredients. Health equals beauty. Thus our 1,600-plus 4- and 5-star reviews, which you can take a look at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com for our reviews, and truthtreatments.com for all our Truth Skin Health products. All right, I'm super excited to talk to our guest today. Jill Hewlett is a nationally recognized speaker. She's an author. She's a brain fitness expert and wellness authority. Her books are Common Sense, Uncommonly Practiced, and Uncommon Sense Put into Practice. They're inspiring. They're encouraging. They're uplifting. They're readable. They're very fun to read. And she's got a website, jillhewlett.com, where you can check out her books as well as her blog. Please welcome to The Bright Side, my friend Jill Hewlett. Hello, Jill.
Hey, Ben. Great to spend time with you.
Yes, good morning, and welcome to The Bright Side. So,
Thank you. You
got so many things you do, but it seems to me they all have one thing in common, and that is they make you feel better. Your books are so inspiring. Your ideas about brain fitness are so encouraging, and you're obviously involved with longevity as well, and you do all so much public speaking. What's the one thing you want people to know about life that kind of ties all your work together?
Wow, that's a great question, and thank you for capturing it like that. Well, you know, I think the essence is, which is right in the title of my book, is a lot of the strategies that I share are basically common sense, and it doesn't need to be tricky. It doesn't need to be challenging. We can approach our path to self-care and wellness in a really enjoyable, fun, really engaging way that works for the individual. So I think while there's universal strategies and techniques and things that are great for everybody, I think also the key is that you have to personalize it. You have to feel good about it. You have to be motivated. You know, really have to light your own fire. So, and I think that's possible to do in a really simple, common sense way.
So I agree with you 100%. I mean, we make it so complicated. But if it's so easy, which it is, I think, why is it that so many people seem to be suffering in existential angst and physical illness as well? Why is, if everything is so easy, why is it so many people are suffering?
Well, I think it's a lack of education in one regard. I don't think where people are given these strategies at an early age. They're not necessarily taught in school or taught by their parents. I think that's one big reason. I think another reason, tying to the whole conversation of stories, because I think we're going to discuss my book, I think it's a big part is because people are caught in their stories. And they're reliving them day after day. And the more, you know, the more we repeat something, the more ingrained it becomes. You know, the word neuroplasticity, which I refer to a lot in my brain fitness programs, is that the more we do something, the stronger hold it has. The more familiar and habitual it becomes until we're no longer thinking about it. We just kind of fall into that trap. And I think that's a big reason why I teach people the skill. It's a very simple skill, another common sense one, noticing and awareness. Because the moment we can catch ourselves and we can see what we're actually doing, whether it's a negative thought or action or habit, then we actually have the power to do something different.
I love that. So we get stuck in these circles, kind of these endless loops, our lives, endless loops of pain, endless loops of angst, partially because we're not noticing the mechanisms, correct?
Exactly. We're just going into it like we always have, expecting the same outcomes, recreating the same outcomes, really. And yet, like, there's infinite possibilities out there. Like, when you think about it, we're the author of our own story. And there's so many different ways we could live this story, right? This movie, this production. We are the producer.
The Jill story.
Exactly. And the Ben story and the each person's story. And, you know, I think when people step into going, hey, I'm the producer and the main actor, and I get to direct this.
Wow.
At the end of the day, I have to live it. I may as well make it as great
as
it can be. And I think then at that point, people then come to people like yourself to learn more, to become educated. Because the moment you know you can do things differently, you might sit there and go, well, I don't know my options. or I thought I understood health, but I actually don't. There's so much more for me to learn in this area. And so people start to read books, they'll attend workshops, they'll have just inspiring conversations with people on these things, which starts to forge those new pathways, those new neurological cellular connections. And now a person is living into these new possibilities.
Do you think just wanting to can create neuroplasticity, just wanting to change your stories, can create new neural connections, just the desire to do it?
I think the desire is key. I don't think it's the only piece, but I think it's absolutely key. I actually think being motivated, having that willingness. Sometimes, you know, when things are bad enough, that's what motivates people. Sometimes people get motivated by seeing someone else live their dream or attain something that they've wanted to do, and they see now those mirror neurons kick in, and they say, oh, wow, if that person did it, I can do it too. Or maybe someone, they have a real great friend or mentor, and someone encouraging them, you know. So there's different ways we can get motivated. But I do think that that's a big part of the fuel, is to have the motivation, yeah.
Do you think there's hardwiring that for potential joy and bliss and success? Like, we have a potential via hardwiring, via wiring. Our brain is hardwired for potential extremely ecstatic lives.
That's a great question. I don't know if I can answer that specifically, but what I can say is there's so many different personality types out there. And I think people at a young age become wired for the cup half full, cup half empty kind of thing, either mentality. There's going to be people who are just like, I'm going to get to that result. Nothing's going to stop me. There's other people who are timid and just really afraid to even take that first step. I think there's many, many different personality types out there, and some are more prone to just going for it and making things happen, and that's where they get their juice from, you know, like that's what compels them. And other people are more observant or more analytical or more looking at what could go wrong. If something's going to go wrong, they want to be ready for it, you know?
But potentially everybody has the ability to have an ecstatic life, potentially. And I know what you're saying.
That's how I
see it. We all have that potential within us. We can all have that beautiful, wonderful life, potentially. And whether or not we actually actualize that, remains to be seen. But potentially we all have that, I think. Do you agree?
I think there's a whole lot of potential there. And I think it's important that we, you know, shed light on that, because that gives people a whole new vision of possibility.
All right, when we come back, we're talking to Jill Hewlett, her website, Jill Hewlett, and that's H-E-W-L-E-T-T, jillhewlett.com. When we come back, I want to talk about your books, Common Sense Uncommonly Practiced and Uncommon Sense Put Into Practice. I'm Pharmacist Ben, more with Jill Hewlett, jillhewlett.com, on The Bright Side right after this. Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Jill Hewlett, brain fitness expert and author and TV star as well. And if you look at Jill, she's quite telegenic. Host of the Wellness TV series, as well as a grassroots project that moved to Rogers TV, which is a Canadian television network. Thank you, Jill, for being on the Bright Side. I want to talk a little bit about your books, Uncommon Sense and Common Sense, both. I love that. Common Sense, Uncommonly Practiced, and Uncommon Sense, Put into Practice. Before we went to break, you were talking about stories, how we all have our stories. I love how you turned your stories into learning lessons. Will you tell us a little bit about some of your strategies for writing, and then I'd love it if you could pick a story or two and tell us that has some impact, and, or is it something that could be relevant for us to learn from today?
Sounds great, Ben, and always good to spend time with you. Thank you. These books, Common Sense, Uncommonly Practiced, and Uncommon Sense Put into Practice, are full of really relatable life stories that come out that kind of show like a change in perspective and a new insight that emerges by going through the process. And they're delivered in really bite-sized chapters, like 2 or 3 pages, so they're easy to digest. And it gives the person a chance to kind of just reflect on it and see how they can relate to this in their own life. They might even do a meditation on it or go for a walk and ponder these questions. And the opportunity in this is really to, you know, shift our brain chemistry, really. I mean, it's a really powerful thing. I mean, as little as it is a story, you think, oh, it's just something we hear and then we move on. Stories can be so impactful for the person who's sharing their story and for the person who's hearing it, because they can glean new possibilities and new ways of holding a particular situation in their life, a new way of approaching it. So much is there. And so these stories are, there's a huge collection of them. There's about 50 stories in each book. And if you wanted to, I could share a couple of quick ones.
Yeah,
to see if
that something that would be relevant to all the craziness that's going on in the world today. Something that would help us deal.
Well, okay. So there's a story about the time that I was a parent camp counselor at an overnight camp for my daughter. And it was the new kind of thing we were trying out. It was up north. It was a chance to get out into nature, you know, sleep over in tents and just kind of rough it a bit. But it was cool because at this particular location, they also had younger camp counselors who were helping out. So the parents didn't have to do all the work. And, you know, with young kids at camp, things happen. Everything from they may lose their flashlight, they may not want to go swimming, their friend may be not wanting to play with them, and things, disappointments can come up, as much as also a lot of fun things. Camp is full of so much fun. And so by the end of the day, oftentimes they're exhausted, and many of them are missing home, and maybe they're hungry, or maybe they haven't eaten properly, whatever it is. But by the time it's bedtime, they're just sometimes a bit antsy. And so we, as the parents, were, you know, we know how to get our own child to sleep, but how, what about a group of kids? How do you get them to settle down and focus? So, and I'm sure people are feeling this now in our regular daily life, where just life is not the same. We're living almost in a different reality, and there's things that are happening and triggering us and stressing us. And so in this other kind of example, using this camp example, the camp counselor who was working with our group had a brilliant little activity that calmed everyone right down, and it connects the story. So this is also a chapter in one of my books, but it also connects to the power of getting someone in touch with their own story, and it's called Roses, Thorns, and Buds. And so basically the activity was a three-step process, and we went around to each child in the group, and the first one, first step was to say a rose. So reflect on something positive that happened. Share a good thing that occurred for you. That's the rose. Then you share a thorn, so something that upset you, something that annoyed you, something that frustrated you, and you share that. And then you complete with a bud. And the bud is something, it's like you're planting a seed.
That came from
something
it.
You look forward to happening the next day, whether that's, you know, a certain activity or a certain meal or seeing a certain person, whatever it is. And it was really great because it gets them really into the present moment, allows you to kind of release a little bit by honoring some of the emotions and stuff that's stuck inside. And I think it also creates a new perspective, too. By also, you know, saying good things did happen, even though this particular thing really upset me. And tomorrow I can look forward to something positive.
How about the bud that came from the rose and the thorn? That was actually right? It was actually a result of the rose and the thorn. Right? So, we're running out of time here, but I wanted to talk real quickly. How does this relate to brain fitness? Because presumably you started off as a brain fitness expert, correct? And then you became an author?
Yeah. So basically, I mean, the stories I started writing when I started doing my monthly newsletter, it was a way to keep in touch with everyone. And I found that, you know, I enjoyed doing it. The response was really great, so I kept doing it, and it then turned into my book. But I will say how this relates to brain fitness is the mindset component of my training. And so, you know, we can intentionally work with our mindset, and that's we're working with, again, with our neuroplasticity. And our brain is highly changeable, modifiable, programmable. And so by sharing stories and by getting in touch with that, we can – once again, look at things differently. We might be able to derive a silver lining, like once again, those, the positive that did come out of a negative situation, the thing we learned from it. Any new insight can kind of head us in a new direction. We might be able to look at the mountainside. It's a technique I call the mountainside, where you actually look at it from a completely different side of the mountain, from the position you're standing in, because oftentimes our vantage point is so limited. And by sharing a story and getting people to reflect on our story, we get more input and we kind of round out that big mountain of an issue that we're dealing with. And it doesn't seem so big and it doesn't seem so daunting. Another one is that another strategy and mindset, which connects to our book too, is the chapters in my book, is that you're connecting into wisdom that you might glean from a really good friend or counselor or family member. But you're, by tuning into your inner voice, you start to realize those insights can come from you as well. You have this inner wisdom that you can tap into.
Love
and
it.
You start to slow down and really look at things in a new way and just
awesome.
Actually just, you know what, create some understanding.
That is beautiful. Where does movement fit into this?
Well, you know, That's a whole other piece, right? Doing the brain fitness activities. But if you want, I can talk about two more mindset strategies.
Real quick. We only
have a whole different show on movement.
Yeah, we probably should. We only have about a minute and a half here.
Okay, perfect. Well, the future self activity is really great, too, as you can imagine yourself a year from now, 5 years, 10 years from now, and you can question, will this really matter then? And it really puts things into perspective, because a lot of things that we're upset about now, in a week from now, actually don't even matter, never mind a year or longer.
Yeah,
And the last one is the could-be-worse situation, whereas it kind of sounds desperate here, but the idea is to say, how could things actually be worse than they are?
Yeah.
I mean, yes, things could be better, but they could be worse as well, which is another great way to get perspective.
I love it. That's awesome. Now, we only have about 30 seconds here, but you're also a longevity rep, correct?
Yes, I totally believe. Nutrition's key to all this, by the way. Ourselves need to be fed.
Tell people how they can get a hold of you, because we have a lot of Canadian listeners, if they want more info about longevity.
Amazing. Please go to my website at jillhewitt.com. There's all my contact information, all my social media handles, and there's also a spot where you can send me a personal note, too.
And you have a monthly blog too, right? You send out newsletters.
Yes, sign up for my monthly newsletter. There's blogs there. Actually, this 5 mindset strategies is a recent blog I did, which will capture out everything we just spoke about too in this call.
Say that you can't just leave me hanging on that. What are the 5 mindset strategies?
Well, I was just sharing them with you, but I'll give you the high level. The silver lining, now inside, future self, wise advice, and could be worse.
Awesome. And they're all available on your website, jillhewitt.com, if people want to check it out.
Yeah, lots of free resources there. I really warmly welcome people to come and visit and come and say hello. That would be great.
And if people want to sign up under you for longevity, also through jillhewitt.com?
Yeah, absolutely. We have an amazing team here in Ontario and across Canada for that matter. And we're always hosting events. We have an upcoming event with you, actually, which I'm so looking forward to. And yeah, we have we put out a monthly health newsletter as well, and lots of tips and strategies, simple stuff people can do right away.
Jill, thank you so much for being on The Bright Side. JillHewlett.com. Her books, Common Sense Uncommonly Practiced and Uncommon Sense Put into Practice. Jill, have a beautiful day. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for being on The Bright Side.
Thanks, Ben. You too.
All right. That was Jill Hewlett. JillHewlett.com is her website, and that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.